Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, Christy.
Hey, Will.
Were you seriously just telling me you light a candle to make your little podcast area just more moody and wonderful?
I am a pumpkin spice basic girl. I do that. Yes, I have a leaves is my favorite one from the whatever shop, and I love it.
Is it really literally nice. Just called leaves?
It's just called leaves.
Now, are you a pumpkin spice girl all year round? Like, meaning, like, are you going to go try to find, like, a pumpkin latte during April? Or do you like to wait till the pumpkin spice months where everything becomes pumpkin?
Yeah. Well, and I was actually talking to someone at Starbucks today, and he was like, oh, my God, it was so horrible this whole weekend. And the last 2 weeks, it's been – I was like, why? Because he I'm friends with the manager, and I'm like, well, are you okay? He's like, it's pumpkin spice season.
That's what I'm saying. Everything's pumpkin spice. Pumpkin spice is one of those things where for a little while, it's like cilantro, where it's just they just put it in everything. And then it's all of a sudden, it's like, did you want a pumpkin spice taco? Like, no, I don't.
No, definitely not. I was at Disneyland, which I'm not telling my kids about because snitches get stitches, okay? And I was at Disneyland by myself the day before we did D23.
Right.
And they had the beignets, you know, over in New Orleans Square.
Yeah.
But they had their seasonal things. And some of the seasonal things really worked well, like their funnel cake at the Hungry Bear restaurant, guys. You have got to check that out. It had, like, literally bee pollen with, like, honey gelato. It was, like, very bougie.
Wow.
And it was, you know, price effective.
Of course.
Cost effective. But then I tried to do the beignets, right? That was a bit of a miss. I didn't like a pumpkin spice
beignet. No, it seems like that needs to be classic. Can I also just point out that you just told the world that obviously your children do not listen to our podcast? Because you're talking all about that, like, you don't want them to know they were at Disney. So you just mentioned it. So they are not out here voice. I think they're probably not in our demographic. They're a little young.
I'm trying to think. I think that this is a really family-friendly podcast. I love that we can, like, you know, really rein it in and make sure that if you were just driving in the car and your kids loved animation, that they could listen to this. But my kids, I think, are still – they don't really have really strong attention spans.
We also don't want them to know that you were at Disneyland by yourself.
And snitches get stitches.
Did you go on any rides while you were there? Were you a walk-around person or you a ride person? Okay, so you did.
I was a little of both because I was solo and then my brother-in-law did end up coming to see me. But look, so I went on Pirates like twice. That's the best because there's like no line.
Right. Is it still Yo-Ho, Yo-Ho, A Pirate's Life for me? Is it still the same song?
Absolutely.
Yes.
And I read somewhere recently that the bonine in the water is what makes people like that's the chemical or something that makes everyone love that ride so much. Like the smell
bonine?
Of that ride. Bonine. B-O-N-I-N-E.
Bonine. Okay, never heard that word
before. I've never heard of
okay.
it, right? So that's like the thing. And then they have a candle, some candle out there that's called Wrecked or something. And it's meant to smell just like that rock.
Wow.
So.
And is it still the Johnny Depp statue like at the
it
end?
Is.
You've got
yep.
the Johnny. Okay, that is a great ride.
Yep.
And that's Disney.
Yeah, it's a great
that's
ride.
Disneyland. Now, a lot of people don't know that. Isn't that Club 21 is right at the end of Pirates of the Caribbean, I believe. All right.
33.
Club 33. That's right.
Yeah. You're not a member, right?
No,
I'm not.
No. My friend.
They never asked me.
Marsden used to be a member. He shared a membership with somebody. Yeah. So I've eaten there a couple times, and the food's phenomenal. And it's like this private, for people that don't know, it's this like private restaurant club at Disneyland. And I could be wrong, but I think at one time it was the only place that served alcohol on the Disney property.
I'm not sure
that's still the case, but it is like a secret kind of. Kind of cool.
Tucked away. New Orleans.
Yeah, Disney's got some cool, like there's the secret apartment. There's one that was Walt Disney's right when you walk into the left that's like above
Main
the fire
Street.
Station in the Main Street. But then there's also an apartment that Disney keeps there for like contest winners and stuff. And I got to take a tour of it. To use the word magical, it would be appropriate.
That's on top of Pirates, right?
Near
or is it. The one
I
that's
think
in
it's
the...
near it.
Okay.
It gets confusing. I want to say it's kind of like in between Pirates and the Haunted Mansion
area. Okay.
But it's cool.
Yeah, got you.
Where else? That's did you so go cool. on any other rides besides Pirates?
I did. I went on, let's see, what was the fun one? I really wanted to go on Big Thunder Railroad, but that was a very large line.
Yeah.
I will say, guys, that I did throw in my Trump card one time. It was like a very long day. I had been there. I actually flew in and made the decision to go by myself at like 6 p.m. They sell the tickets at concierge. They were super nice. And I was like, I'm going. No one's going to deter me. So I'm walking. I'm enjoying. My brother-in-law meets up with me. It's a long. I walked 7 miles.
That's awesome.
That's how many steps. Yeah, I just walked a lot. But by the end of the night, I was like tired. And I really wanted to do the Haunted Mansion, which is currently decorated for... Nightmare Before Christmas.
Okay.
And it does. Have you ridden it like
no,
that?
No, not. I don't think. Maybe back in the day. I might have back in the day with Marsden, who was a huge Disney fan. So we were there a lot.
Well, they refurbished it to like do that on the holidays. Yeah. So I don't know what year you went, but so basically, I did go up to somebody and I was like, I'm sorry, I'm here for D23 Expo. I really don't want to stand in this 2-hour line. I'm so sorry to ask you this because I stood in a few lines.
You did. You
went
pulled
solo
the card.
Writer.
You pulled the card, though.
I did it,
you
guys.
The Disney
I'm
card.
Gonna just
the D card.
I'm gonna hold myself accountable, but that was the only ride I wanted to do. My brother-in-law had never seen the refurbishment because it's
really
that's special
cool.
when you see it. And I was like, "Let's go!" And the guy was so nice. And honestly, they really are. It's one of those like Disney things at the parks where if you complain loud enough, they will try to like make a magical day for you because that's like
their
mission
job.
Statement.
But don't
it
complain.
It is their job. But try not to. Like, yeah, these poor
I
people.
I remember when I was at Disney World, we were doing Big Thunder Mountain and there was a huge line and they took me up into the booth. And let me do the voiceovers for, sorry, folks.
Stop.
It was the cool, I'm sorry, folks. I know that it's a real long line. And the thing that was cool was that there was.
Did you do a script?
No, well, I was kind of like making it up. And the thing that was cool was you could see a monitor. So I was like calling out people online. I was like, you in the red shirt.
Oh, my God.
Stop turning around like that. And you'd see people turning around like, is there some? But it was like getting to use
That's
voiceover. So,
funny. So
for like a couple minutes, I got to be the voice of the Big Thunder Mountain kind of thing. It was
yes.
kind of fun. Speaking of voiceover, Christy.
Me.
Oh, wait, what does
it
remind you of?
Absolutely. No, being the voice of something kind of reminds me of our contest.
Well, it's not just the contest. We've got, and we'll get into the contest in a bit, but the guest we have today, I'm...
Is he here?
I think he's probably here by now, but even if not, we got to give him a nice intro because...
All right.
I'm so excited for this guest because I worked with this guest for years and years and years, and I think I've met him twice.
Really?
Yeah. Like, literally, I think I've met him twice.
We were in a music video together, he and I.
You were? For who?
We were in the Circle of Life. The Circle of Life we did, and it was called The Circle of Stars. And it was apparently very iconic to people who are fans of Disney and all that. So
it was The Circle of Stars, but to the theme of The Circle of Life. And instead of saying Circle of Life, they go Circle of Stars.
No. They just cutely named it that and branded it.
Ah, but it was to the Circle of Life.
And it was every
life.
Single kid, like, you know, imagine all the people kind of thing. It was like that.
Awesome. I can't wait. Who's joining us?
It's Taj Mowry.
Taj is here. Yes.
He's here.
What is going on?
what's the sitch, Wade? What's the sitch?
Wade just popped on. World. It's Wade. Wade just popped on.
I am lit. Oh, my God. Will, goodness. This is amazing.
I'm so happy right now.
I'm
so happy right now.
Oh, man.
How are you?
This
How
is a moment.
You? I'm good. I'm a little tired.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I'm good.
We were on stage, by the way. We were missing you. We were with Cleo.
Yeah.
With Mr. Cleo Thomas.
I did. I got to see Cleo, though. We did a... because I had to do two panels. I had to do the one for Muppet.
Oh, and you did Smart Guy, right?
And then I did the 25th anniversary, which is weird as hell.
That's the weirdest thing.
I saw that email and I was like, 25? That's not right. There's no way.
It's bizarre. And it's happening more and more where it's just all of our stuff now. It's like, it's the 25th for Smart Guy, 30th for Boy, 20th for Kim Possible. It's like, we're all just old.
And they're like, how do you feel? How do you feel? How do you feel? Like, stop
asking.
What do you
think? Like, I'm too old.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, we should probably intro. All right, so, Taj, we have been going back and forth because we think after all these years, we've been pronouncing your name wrong.
Wait, how have you been pronouncing it?
Is it Maury?
It's Maury.
Maury. Yeah. Taj Maury. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I think some people say Maury.
Oh, no, they all... Most
Thank
of
you. Well, that's what we were talking about is because...
He's like writing the list. Yes, here's the list of all the
Well, because when you deal... I was telling Romano, who's got the easiest last name in the world to pronounce, I was like, when you have a name
Carlson
like
Romano.
Friedel or Maury, yeah. No one gets it right. So after years of saying Friedel or Maury, you just go, yeah, okay.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I know you're talking. I know you're referring to me. So it's fine. Like, I just don't want to have the conversation. Like, I just don't.
Exactly. You can't.
It's been happening so long. Like, I don't even know the true pronunciation myself. No. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
So.
Oh,
man. Speaking of names, and I think we should. Brent. Sorry, I called you.
She
Brendan.
Calls
That's
me by
so
her
funny.
Husband's name.
I spend too much time
all
with you.
The That's time. Like... Or she'll introduce me. She'll be like, this is my husband. Oh, no, wait. This is Will.
You're like, let, no.
Like, yeah. Will, William.
Yes,
Willis.
Susan. Sorry, that's my wife's name.
Should we say like what his name was? Should we quiz? Does he know?
Well, first of all, let's do a little bit of an intro. Okay, so everybody here,
we are
here with Taj Maury. Thank you very much. Our compadre from Kim Possible. We're just going to say compadre from Kim Possible because, frankly, if we have to list all your credits, we're going to be here for 3 hours.
Oh, shut up.
Please, you've
everything.
Been working. Not to
icon.
Not to mention up to and including. How about just
we
up to
you.
And including me time with 56.56 million viewers this week? So up to this week. He's still an icon. Thank you very much.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. And now the Muppets.
And the
and
Muppets. We're
going to
get into how you're better than us throughout the thing, throughout the show.
Oh, he's actually just genuinely a nicer person.
That's
too,
what it is.
Way,
he deserves it more.
Yeah.
But
The
question. So we are going to. So starting with Kim Possible. First question we have for you, because Christy hit me up last night and was.
I did. I was in the.
And she was like.
I was in the airport.
She's like, do you know what Wade's last name was?
Oh, yes, I know.
What is it?
Lode.
Yeah, he's Wade Lode.
Like, wide
not
load.
Okay.
Like, wide
yeah,
load.
Yeah, like, not
That's
okay.
Terrible.
No.
No, we do not fat shame.
It is not.
Little boy.
How did we not know that? How, after 20 years, did I not know his last name was Lode?
Every time I think of that, I'm like, wow.
Wow.
Like, wow. I think maybe that's why
he was just
you
Wade.
Didn't know.
Well, we're those guys.
You
we
can't.
Love Bob
I mean,
and Mark.
Again, we love,
guys,
of course, of
but
course.
Guys,
but
come on,
Wade Lode. When she first called me last night, she's like, "Do you know it's Lode?" I was like, "No, it's not." She's like, "It is." I'm like, "It can't be.
You're
it can't
lying.
Be that." She's like, "I'm telling you, it is."
Yeah.
It was in the notes. Yeah. It was in the notes.
Oh my!
It's a true. It's true.
Well, we are very sorry.
It's so bad.
We gotta change that. The first moment we can, we're gonna change that.
Okay, so going right back, let's go back to the beginning. When's the first time you heard the name Kim Possible?
Oh, wow. It was probably when they called me for it. I remember it was so long ago, but I just remember the process being very fast. Like, it was just like, yeah, we're doing this. We want you to be in it. I was like, cool. And I think it was easy because, you know, with Smart Guy, they knew that I was able to, like, use big words and, like, you know, use these crazy, you know, words and sentences and make it sound believable, I guess. So, yeah, I just remember it being a very fast. A fast process.
So, okay, so yeah, I remember it being a fast process too. Now, the other question we get all the time is, did you and I ever record together?
I think there was one time where we were in, at least for me, I think there was one time where me and you guys were in the room together.
And it was like just once,
it
was like once.
It was just once. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Which is crazy. Yeah,
that's nuts.
Yeah.
And I know people don't, I know people probably don't realize that.
No, because we, it's,
you know what I mean?
We talk about that all the time where it's, you, also, you know, I think it's a testament to us, patting myself on the back and all of us on the back at the same time.
Right.
But it was seamless. Even though we weren't recording together, it really seems like we were. But there's also, it worked for your character because you were supposed to be on screen anyway.
Right.
Yes.
Which is great.
A little detached.
My favorite, one of my favorite things to see, like, it was during, like, lockdown and everything, was, like, all the people that were relating to Wade, like, in that way because of COVID lockdown. They're like, Wade is me. I'm Wade.
You were the, well, think about it. You were one of the first. And Wade was one of the first to, like, be on Zoom
so
forever.
I'm like, all right. Once again, Disney knows what they're doing before anyone else does.
Dude, it's insane.
Because they're from the future and they've traveled
They're
back.
From the future. They're from the future.
They're like Biff. They're like Biff from Back to the Future and has come back and is making all the money.
Wow. That's right. I love how you're equating Disney to Biff Tannen from Back to the Future 2. Not even from the first one.
Not even from the first one. She went straight to the sequel.
The old casino
sequel.
Version of Biff Tannen, she's saying, is Disney. Oh, my. So, was Kim Possible your first animated project?
I
don't think so.
No.
Like, were you in Recess?
No, I did. No, I did. As far as shows go, I was like, there was like a Sonic TV show back in the day where I played like the young version of Sonic. And then I think there was like an Aladdin cartoon or a Lion King cartoon, something. But as far as like a show that went on, you know, and to do as well as Impossible did, that was definitely, you know, it takes the cake.
Do you, we always get the question, did you expect it to be as big as it was? And it's like, how do you answer that?
Yes.
I feel like I don't think I get that question. I think it surprises me. I think it surprises me every single time that someone mentions Kim Possible. It's always a shock to me that there are so many Kim Possible fans. And like, that blows my mind. Like, even if it's someone just, I think it was just the other day, like someone was like, and they don't mention anything else I did, but they hear my voice and they're like, Impossible. And I'm like, bro, what?
Weren't you Wade Load?
Bro, you know Wade Load.
We don't say his last name.
No.
Not getting canceled. Okay. Not getting canceled. You can't cancel us.
I'm telling you.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on, get ready for a ride, we're gonna have some fun.
We'll explore and listen to the sounds of awesome places like farms, racetracks, and even construction sites!
Follow your ears, what do you hear?
And we'll meet new friends along the way!
They'll teach us awesome new things about the places and things we see and hear!
What did we learn today?
Learning is so cool!
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip Podcasts,
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ilya Kani, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes, packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's so much to talk about. We've got to get more into Kim Possible. I want to talk about Me Time. I want to talk about Muppets. But I really want to talk about Taj.
Yes.
Sexiest Man Alive issue.
Ooh.
Of People Magazine.
Ooh, yeah.
I got to know. Is this something where you get a call going, hey, by the way, you're one of the sexiest men alive? Is that how that works?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
For the person who's never going to get that call, yeah, I'm curious.
That's basically how it works. Yeah. And you're just like, you sure?
Really?
All right.
Do you do a photo shoot?
I will say it was the most, like, I like photo shoots. I thrive in like a photo shoot environment. I like, you know, wearing cool clothes and all that.
Yeah.
But that one was like very, like, I was very self-conscious the entire time. And I was also with my castmates from Baby Daddy. It was the three of us. And the whole time you're just like, do I look sexy enough? Like, or is this like, is this okay?
Oh, it's
is
so
this
funny.
Outfit, like, am I okay? I was just super self-conscious the entire time.
That's a
and then
fun
they,
list
like,
to be on,
us,
though.
Like, we were like cleaning, you know? And so like, it was just like, you want me to hold this mop? Like, what? Like, I don't
know.
Like,
what's my motivation?
Like, yeah, I'm like,
you're sexy.
All right.
You're sexy.
Right. But I'm in like this sweater vest that's sleeveless. Like, I'm just like, all right.
Yes. Oh, I love that so much.
Did they like grease you? Did they grease your body?
Oh,
that I don't remember. I'm pretty sure there was some. I'm pretty sure I had some.
I guess
cocoa
I need to look at
these
pictures.
So.
Oh man,
I had the cocoa butter.
The thing that always goes through my mind is the guy on the cover, the sexiest man alive on the cover, is last year's guy going like, "What happened to me?
What happened to me?
What in the
is
12 months? I'm still alive, by the way. So what?
Can I at least be in the issue? Yeah. Like at another number? Or
I always
am I
think
not
about
there
that. I don't know why, but I always think about that. Like,
you
wow.
fell off.
You fell off.
How's it feel? Wow. How's it feel, man?
Oh,
I'm
my.
About to be 40.
Did you just say you're about to be 40?
Well, I have 2 years, but that's still
oh,
in most
why are you
people's minds.
It up? Don't
I know,
speed
I
this up.
Speaking of gorgeous, gorgeous women, your sisters, I am such a fan for them. I just want to throw that out there. I love them so much.
Thank you. I love my sisters too. Our whole family is just very tight knit. So I'm just very thankful that, like,
that's amazing.
The older we all get, the closer we all
Isn't
get.
Isn't that a great feeling?
And it's cool. Like my mom and my sisters, like, I don't know. They get younger, like, each time I see them. I'm just like, I don't understand. Like, my mom, I'm not going to tell you how old she is because she'll kill me. Exactly. She'll somehow hear. But she does. She looks like she looks 20 years younger than she actually is. And every time I see her, I'm like, what are you doing? Like, how do you look younger than last week? Like, and she's just like,
well, I will say she can't be, you know, she can't be that old if she knows what a podcast is. So that's a good thing.
I don't know if she knows what a podcast is.
Wait, Doug, there's a shoe that's going to come fly through the
air right.
somewhere. Hey, you're an uncle as well. So it's mostly nephews? No, you have a niece and nephew.
I have two nieces and two nephews.
Wow.
Have they seen Kim Possible?
I think Cree has. He's the oldest one. Okay. And then they all know that, like, their uncle was, like, on Disney. You know, like, they know. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And kids at their school are starting to be like Cree will come home from school and I'll be hanging out with them or whatever. And that this is Tia's oldest son. And he'll be like, uncle, like, my friends, like, were talking to me and they were like, dude, your uncle is like Todd, like, he's from Baby Daddy, like, or like they'll just do like, and I'm like, wow, this is already happening at your school. And he's like, yeah, uncle. Like, I'm like, all right, well, just, you know, watch out, make sure these kids are your friends for, you know, you, and then nothing else.
Yeah.
You know?
And if anyone's going to walk them through it, it's you guys. Yeah. I love your Gen Z. Oh, no. What is he? Alpha? I don't know.
What are they now? Is there still a thing?
I love your cool kid impression. Yeah. Because we're not cool anymore.
Dude, like, wow, dude. Like, it's just like.
All I know is that the music is officially too loud. That's all I know.
Yeah. Two nieces, two nephews, and then I have four god kids.
Jeez.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So I'm in no rush to have any of my own. I don't think that is I'm not sure I'm about that life.
Good plan. Good plan.
Taj, don't you realize how badly that we need uncles, like good uncles, to help take care
that's
of
we, yes, that's what
yeah,
we do.
I get
Thank
it.
You.
Yeah.
We need you guys. That's, we need the support.
That's what we do. I knew I didn't want children, but I married somebody who already had one.
Okay.
Who was older. So see that
okay,
I get the best
okay.
of both worlds.
I'm not mad at that.
Yeah. That's right? I always say that being a parent is the easiest thing in the world. My kid came with an apartment and a 401k. So like what is this? How
you were set.
Yeah. How is this parenting set. Thing difficult? Yeah. I mean, it's like, come on.
Yeah.
So that's a good way to do it too, Taj. Okay.
Okay, perfect.
One of the things we like to talk about though on this show, because we are all about the voiceover, but we are also about kind of Disney and the industry, at least for this episode. Did you always know you wanted to be in the industry, and how did you get started?
He was born.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess it's.
I was actually born on a set. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
On take
time and a half.
On take
time
two,
and,
ironically.
No, I think I did. You know, I started very young, so it's hard for me to think of my life when I wasn't doing it. It's pretty much all I know.
Right.
But I do remember, you know, at a young age and being like, you know, 3 and 4 years old, I would memorize the commercials that I saw on television and then I would act them out. Or if it was a movie or whatever, and my mom was like, all right, you know, we got to do something with this kid. And I would, at a very young age, my family thought I could read very early on, but I was memorizing the books and pretending that I was reading them.
Wow.
So I was lying at a very early age.
Acting. We call it acting. We call it acting.
I was acting at a very early. So that's pretty much how, you know, my mom specifically was like, okay, there's something there. But we all, me and my sisters and I, we all started around the same time. They started in like modeling and pageants and all that. In Texas, actually.
Mm-hmm, I thought so.
And then, yeah, huh? Did you know that?
I did.
Yeah. So they started
Again,
all
big
that,
fan.
And then we moved to California. We moved to California, and later on, and then we all sort of And then that's when, you know, the commercials started happening, and then, you know, Full House. And yeah. And then from there, it was just, that was.
You made the rounds, kind of. And yeah. then you landed yeah. as a Disney kid.
Then I landed.
So I'm really surprised that you guys never bumped into each other. I mean, granted, he was so much younger than you
yeah,
at the time.
Yeah, exactly. It's like,
doing,
I'm,
boy.
Please, I'm not even going to ask how old you are, Taj, because first of all, you're going to have to say it loud because I won't be able to hear it.
Yeah, well.
I think I feel like, Christy, you're only maybe, what, a couple of years? Yeah, you're 2 years old. You're 2 years older than
okay.
me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're in, yeah. especially at that age, when I was driving when he was six. So, yeah we're not okay. going to be right. If we're up against each other for a role, one of us is in the wrong room.
So. But you know, you do. It's crazy that we didn't bump into each other more, though. That is crazy because Danny Kalis was the creator of Smart Guy, who also worked on Boy Meets World with
yeah.
you. So that I always thought that was interesting. But yeah, the whole Disney, the whole Disney kid thing was
I was just gonna say it's so strange because I was talking to Christine Lakin and. Another, you know, kind of growing up in the industry. And, and we all talked about how, do you remember like all the events that we would to? Like there'd be Disney events. So we'd be with kind of the same actors at Disney events or like a Teen Beat or Tiger Beat event, like something like that. And it was like the same kind of crew. So that's kind of where we would bump into each other more than anywhere else.
Right.
Like those kind of Disney parties or.
Wait, did you guys go to the kid premiere? That was one of my first. My first red carpets was Disney's The Kid premiere.
No.
Okay.
I can't remember if I was. Is that the one? Maybe. Is that the one with
Bruce Willis and Spencer, Abigail Breslin's? Yeah,
Spencer Breslin. Yeah.
Yes, it was at like Universal City Walk. Was City Walk cool when you were young, Will?
Oh, City Walk was okay. built when I moved here.
It was cool when we were.
If we want to talk about City Walk. Listen, City Walk was the spot.
It was awesome.
It was the
spot for all the Oakwood kids to come and wild
out at City Walk. It was like me, Raven, Simone. Yep. We'd be like,
yep.
you guys going to
Ty
City
Hodges.
Walk? Like, you know?
Oh, man. I was here when City Walk opened. Well. That's how long it was for me.
Yes.
It was that kind of like, and welcome to the new fandom City Walk.
City Walk was,
it was the best.
Where I thought I was so cool every time I was at
so
City Walk.
Cool. So did
like,
I.
Like, oh, I'm out. Like, I'm out on the town.
Like that was the club for every Disney kid.
It was.
That and that all-ages club at Hollywood and Highland.
Club 17.
Oh, my club God. Blowing my mind. Did you have all-ages clubs, Will, or did you just go to regular clubs?
No, the all-ages clubs did not have the valet for the horse and buggy that I was driving there at the time.
All-ages it's time clubs. For your Jell-O, Will.
Seriously. Oh,
no,
man.
Listen, all-ages clubs were so lit.
They were so lit. Like, I and again,
lit is good. Lit is good. Yes, lit is good.
It's a family. This is a family podcast, so we won't talk about the dancing. But the dancing.
I got stories about the dancing.
That's all I'm going to say. You didn't need
The best was I couldn't drive. So my dad would like bring me and like four of my boys and like drop us off and like wait at the 7-Eleven parking lot until we were finished dancing. Yes. I'm like, Dad, we're ready with my flip phone. Like, I'm like, get us now.
That is.
Yeah, growing up in Hollywood is a trip, and it
so
was actually
weird.
Fun. Because you know why? Everybody danced. Nobody had their phone. No one was trying to make TikTok.
No.
So.
You're in the moment. You lived in the moment, which doesn't exist anymore. You're not. Nobody's living for now anymore.
I think about it. I think about it often. I don't know how these like the new era of like Disney. You know,
kids,
channel stars or whatever. Yeah. I don't know how they do it with social media because we didn't have that.
Well, like, I think that Kim Possible made it all happen because of you, Wade.
Nice.
You've seen that meme about the communicator, how they were like, that was.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
That's, I'd like to only be called Mr.
Lode.
Mr. Lode.
Mr. Lode. It's just the worst. Mr. Lode. I can't. All right, so
we're having too much fun. So much
back,
fun.
Okay, so you're growing up in the industry. Did you have a favorite cartoons that you watched? What was like your jam growing up, animation wise?
Oh my gosh, Dexter's Lab. Animaniacs.
Oh, great.
Me too.
What else? Rugrats.
Oh yeah, Rugrats.
Sure. Hey Arnold.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those were probably Dexter's Lab was like my jam though. Like I just loved I loved the experiments, you know, and I loved all that.
So you guys are in like that kind of generation where it was more about kind of the Dexter's Lab, Hey Arnold, than it was like superhero or Transformers or GoBot. I mean, we had the GoBots. Most people don't even know what the GoBots are anymore.
Powerpuff Girls, I remember Powerpuff Girls kind of being very, you know, important at that time, but it wasn't for everybody, you know, like it wasn't for younger kids and stuff, even though we all watched it, but it was also very girly. So when Kim came out, I feel like by having like Wade and Ron, I feel like it was a very almost like balanced.
Yeah, it was a well-balanced show. Yeah. But that was the writing. I mean, kids could watch it, adults could watch it, boys could watch it, girls could watch it. That's rare. Yeah.
And I think there was like a really cool like grounded quality that the show had, even though it was animated and like, you know, about this young superhero, you know, who saves the day but goes to school. I don't know. There was a nice balance of like realism in the show as well, which I think is why there aren't a lot of, you know, other cartoons like that.
I agree. Yeah. I think it's and I've haven't watched it since it was on, and I've watched a couple episodes, and some of the things that they did, especially some of the running gags, I thought were great. Like how she always gets to a mission by somebody famous who she's helped.
Yeah.
Like, I forgot about that, where she's like on somebody's private jet, and it's always like, thanks for the ride, Brittany. Like, well, I wouldn't have been able to make the concert without you, Kim. Like, I totally
forgot
all
that stuff.
But you
know why? Ron did... Oh, my God, I just called you Ron.
She called me Ron. So far, she's called me everything but my name. I've been Brendan. I've been...
I think I'm going senile as we speak. 20th anniversary. Hello, everybody.
What were you going to ask me, Barbara?
Take my nap.
What were you going to ask me, Barbara?
Barbara.
I don't even remember. Do you know? Okay, now I remember. Do you know why that was, that people were bringing her to her mission?
Well, because she couldn't drive yet, right?
Yes, because she didn't have her driver's license.
Yeah. Well, it's also, but she's also in Japan or in China or in, you know, Norway or something like that. So, but I had totally forgotten that kind of running gag. What's going on.
Yeah.
Did you, Taj, did you have a favorite episode of Kim Possible?
Oh, good question.
Oh, I think there were a couple where he actually left his
room. That's what I was going to say, yeah.
So those were always my favorite. And then there was one where he got, like, real buff. I forget what it was called.
Yoked? Wait, it was the Stitch in
Time,
right?
Yeah, that's in the future.
Yes. Though anytime, because I felt like, I don't know, I felt cool. I was like, oh, cool, I get to leave my room. Like, you know, like, I was like, this is cool.
You have done I like to stay on animation as much as possible, but you've done so many unbelievable. Were you on Who's the Boss?
That was Who's the Boss was my first besides commercials. That was like my first television show.
So like old school, like actual Tony Danza Who's the Boss. Like you've been around forever. So you got to sit there as he went Angela, which is kind of the best that you It's the best. I'm sorry. I'm a television junkie,
during that
Tony
time,
Danza, love him.
Like, it's incredible. And, like, during that time, I couldn't say my R's. So, like, I think his name in the show was Mr. Maselli. So, like, that's what I would call him. And I would say, Mr. Maselli.
Oh, they loved it, didn't they?
I think my mom's here.
And they like were like cha-ching.
They're like
star.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi Mobile will take us to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on. Get ready for a ride. We're gonna have some fun.
We'll explore and listen to the sounds of awesome places like farms, racetracks, and even construction sites.
follow your ears, what do you hear?
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
They'll teach us awesome new things about the places and things we see and hear.
What did we learn today?
Learning is so cool.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip Podcasts on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes, packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm actually curious, who is your favorite villain or guest star that we had on the show?
Good call. Good question.
Ooh.
Right? We get asked a lot.
I mean, Shego, yeah. Probably. Like, I just always loved my lines where I'm like, Shego's on the loose. You know, like, or like, Shego.
Lucky sounds like the same.
You went right back to Wade. You went right back to Wade.
I love those.
You became Mr. Load again.
Back again, you know?
So,
that's so
the
good.
Voice you just did before, where you were when you were doing a kid voice, dropping your R's. Do you use voices from your past in projects that you work on now? Do you like reach back to the stuff you did and come up with new characters because of it?
Not specifically, but I will tell you now, because of Kim Possible, I'm able to. Because I had to learn how to pitch my voice down at one point. Because we did the show for a while. It was like, you know. So I was a certain age when we started. And then by the end, I was like pretty sure like a junior in high school, maybe.
Yeah.
So like I remember one time I was in there and like, you know, I'm like not thinking anything of it. Just doing my lines like I did the week before. And they were like, can you... You need to pitch it down a little bit. And I was like, oh. So because of that, now I that's how I learned how to basically be any age that you need to be. Because I all those years I had that practice of speaking how I was speaking at school and then have to come in and do Wade and play a 10-year-old.
Wow.
Yeah, so I had to sort of pitch it down
a bit. Right,
and
he's
I feel
10.
Like Wade never got older.
That's right.
Like, he was always...
But he was good. 10 years old, wasn't he? That's right. He was supposed to be like a little kid.
Yeah.
I forgot that. I thought they were the same age, but they're not. He's supposed to be a 10-year-old who's helping him out.
Yeah, he's and I think so when smart. I started, I think, when did Kim Possible start?
2003, right? Is that right? Am I wrong, Christy?
No, it's 20
that
years.
That feels late.
It's the 20th anniversary.
Yeah, it's the 20th anniversary. So, yeah, 2000.
Do the math.
It must have started 20. It must oh have, my I think God. We probably started recording in 02.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's okay. So, yeah, I was like 15. And then I guess once I hit, you know, the 16 and 17, I had to sort of figure out how to still be Wade.
I actually can relate to that, Taj, because I had been suffering from like polyps on my throat, my vocal cords for a long time. Oh. Really didn't know it. And I was partying a lot and I was aggravating it in college. And so I would come in and Lisa would have the same issue with me. And she would be like, hey, like, are you okay? Like, they had to talk to me at one point. And I was like, I'm just in college. Like, I'm so sorry. I was like, failing Kim.
Wade, can you help me out here? Wade, I need to know.
Are you all right? Yeah. Can we sit down and talk?
Yeah. I'm fine. What's the problem?
Yeah. And so I did learn a little bit more out of, yeah, well, yeah. And so... And you know, it's...
Oh, my God, Chrissy, I'm done with you said, well, yeah.
Well, yeah. 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 Yeah, a lot of that. For those of you at home just listening, you don't need to know what we just
You
said.
Don't need to know.
You don't need to know. And
you
Will also...
I've spoken about it many times. I am now 9 years without a cigarette, almost 9 years without a cigarette, but I was... a heavy smoker from the age of like 11 to 35.
I'm sorry, 11? You were a heavy smoker?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, Will just 11? Said he was 11 years old and he was. Yeah. Yeah,
I started very young.
Weighed with a marble.
I was going to New York City by myself to audition.
He goes on the list.
And I would. I'd get like a slice of pizza and a cigarette. Unstoppable. Yeah, no, it's
From a bum.
It was bad.
Right?
No,
at Penn Station.
No, I'd go to are you kidding?
At Penn
this was
Station.
The 80s in Port Authority. They would sell me that no one was carding me. As long as you looked like you were over six, you could buy cigarettes.
So you didn't get Lucy's from homeless people at Penn Station?
What are Lucy's?
A Lucy is a loose cigarette. Like they give you the cigarette.
Wow.
One cigarette,
no, I was a pack a day smoker by the time I was like 13.
Oh,
yeah, no,
gosh.
I started very young. It was very bad.
See, I find this ironic that we got in trouble and you didn't.
Because my voice was already shattered from by 16. I'd been
smoking
for
done.
Years. Are you
it
kidding?
Was done from jump.
Yeah, no, it was.
This is some Disney.
Oh
this
yeah,
is some
no,
dark
no.
Disney
this is.
Tale.
I always
it's
say all the mistakes. All the mistakes I've made in my
it's
life.
Not
no,
bad.
All the mistakes I've made in my life. If I had a time machine, the only one I would change would be I would knock the cigarettes out of my hand by the time I was a kid. That's the only one. So. So yeah, if you're listening, kids out there, don't ever start. It's just not worth it. Especially if you want to be
it's
a voiceover
disgusting.
Actor. Although I did talk to one voiceover actor who told me who was in his 60s when I spoke to him, and he was a heavy smoker. And I said, how long have you smoked? And he said, about 45 years. And I go, are you going to smoke forever? He said, I figure 5 more years and I'll be able to hit every register I want. I was like, oh, you're smoking for a reason. Like, he thought he could hit deeper registers
Wait.
If he smoked heavier, smoked more. Yeah. Very well-known voiceover
actor. I thought that if I smoked, especially not necessarily during Kim Possible, but I thought if I smoked, I would have more texture to my voice and I would sound cooler as a singer because I was trying to sing and stuff.
Right.
And
yeah, you were doing Broadway and stuff.
Hold on a second. Yeah, I had to have surgery on my throat, though, guys. I don't know if you know that, but I had to have surgery before Broadway because of those same nodules. But
the
now,
polyps?
Yeah, for the polyps. And it was the same surgery that Julie Andrews did that made her not be able to sing anymore. So it was dangerous. Hey, do you remember the Circle of Stars?
Wow, you just jumped off of smoking really fast. You just jumped off of smoking really
fast.
Chrissy,
do I remember the Circle?
Taj, can you try to explain to me what this is, please? Because Christy was trying
know.
To tell me and I don't get it. So what is the Circle of Stars?
Wait, what do you mean you don't know what it is?
I don't think I was in this. Was I in this?
No, you weren't.
No, but like, do you know what we're talking about?
I didn't
about,
until
though?
Christy no. told me. No, what is the Circle of Stars?
So
I feel like you'll be able to explain it better than I.
No, because she already tried and I still don't know what it is. So now it's
your
turn.
You're the guest. Okay.
So basically, I'm pretty sure it was the reason for it. It was like an anniversary release of Lion King, right?
On DVD or Blu-ray or something,
Right, whatever it
was. Actually,
it was
DVD because Blu-ray did not exist.
Yeah, definitely was DVD. And they just literally every Disney star, well, maybe not every Disney star, but like, I guess.
Kyla Pratt, Annalisa Vanderpool, Raven, yourself, Orlando Brown, AJ Troth was there. A lot of people. Who else was there? Hillary was there for like a split second.
Yeah, they threw us all in this studio.
Oh, it was a weird set.
Are you singing?
And we. Yeah, we had Google to go it. And record
oh,
it.
Oh, you recorded it. Okay, I thought.
Oh, it's a music video.
Yeah, no, we, oh, we said music video. I thought it was like a video of another song, not that you were all singing it.
Yeah.
No, yeah, we had to go in the studio and separately. I think maybe some of us went together. I went by myself, but
I did too.
They had us sing the whole song, mm-hmm. and they had everyone sing the whole song in their own studio okay. session or whatever. And then they picked the lines wow. from each of us and then made the song. And then they were like, let's do a music video. And I can honestly say I had no idea that this thing would still be spoken about.
Still haunt you 20
you
years
understand.
Later.
It is like,
people, we can't live this down.
People freak, like they freak out. Like yeah. it blows my mind.
Oh, I can't yeah. wait.
And then they
try.
I think they even tried to do it. I think they tried to do it again.
Yeah, they've
with
tried.
Like a new era yeah. of like wow. Disney stars.
Yeah,
but I don't think it hit like ours hit. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Ours was new and interesting. That's not a hate on everyone else that came after us was very talented. And
no, they, yeah.
You know, everyone was starting to, I think they were trying to do that Mickey Mouse Club thing where everyone was singing and had like record deals and all that.
Right.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
It was they call the golden era of Disney Channel.
Everybody go yes, and Google that. Yes. I'm certainly going to. And then I'm going to.
Well, they've already seen
make
it.
Make fun of
you're
Christy.
The only...
And then I'm going to Google it again.
Yeah, well, they've already seen it.
Well, let's revisit because it sounds joyous.
It is very
Taj,
joyous.
We got to talk a little bit.
Hey, I have a couple more questions, though.
Oh, jeez.
Sorry. I know we only have so much time. So, but, like, did you pick out your outfit?
Oh, God. Here we go.
Yes.
Because my outfit was horrible on
did
that.
Did you pick
video.
Out your outfit?
Did you
outfit?
Not pick yours?
Not really, because they gave all the good clothes to Raven and Hillary. And then I got, like, some weird cargo pant skort situation with a like
yeah,
a,
I,
like a,
I, you know me. I showed up with my own fit. I was
smart.
Like, listen,
you
in
Orlando
okay.
with his terry cloth.
Oh, I can't
like,
wait to see, I yeah. can't and wait I to see this
yeah.
now.
I came. I'm pretty sure I came right from school because I was going to. I forget. It might not have been a public school at the time, but most of my schooling was public school, mm-hmm. and I would go back to school when I wasn't working. Mm-hmm. So at this time, I came straight from like school. In my, and I don't know if you remember, it was the Sean John
I do. Wow.
matching top
good.
with
you
pants.
Yes.
It was, I
yes.
mean, you know.
You killed it.
I wish we had another hour because I want to know what a skort is. But before we go there, let's talk briefly because one of the reasons you're here, you got Muppets Mayhem on Disney Plus.
Oh, so exciting.
You're working man. With the Muppets. It's like a dream.
It is. When we finished season one about, I guess, like a month yeah. ago now, it was honestly the most amazing experience ever. Every day on set was oh. surreal. Like, it never got old. You know what I mean? It yeah. was like, dude, and like, because it was, you know, it's different every day. And then you're in a scene with Animal, and then you're just, it's just.
That's bucket list
I remember my
That's
first
bucket
day.
Bucket list stuff.
Truly.
Yes.
Truly.
My first day on set, I was like, because it's a lot, right? It's like everything is shot a specific way because it's Muppets. Basically, every shot is a visual effect sure. shot because there's Muppets. So, you know, there was a lot going through my head my first day. There's. You know, screens everywhere because the Muppet performers who do the puppeteering and do the voice at
yeah,
the same
which
time,
is insane.
Which is Ugh. Insane to
it's
watch.
So
it
cool.
is a joy. They are so talented. I was just, but you know, it's just a whole different experience because of the Muppets. But like I said, every single day was surreal. We have, I'm allowed to say this. We have crazy. you know, Muppets are known for crazy guest stars, you know, so we have incredible people that come and, you know, come and say hi and play with us every week. But I bring that up because one of the coolest things was, you know, you might be comfortable with the Muppets, you know, because you've been there for months already. But then this like huge star comes and they're freaking out. And it's reminding you of your first day on set. And it's just,
it's a human moment.
The Muppets have a way of bringing everybody back to like the same spot. They bring everyone back to that spot. And it's just the smiles on set. We had an amazing crew. It's me, Lily Singh, Sara Chaudhry, Anders Wall.
I love Lily Singh.
And we're like the human cast, or the fleshies, as we like to call them. But it was, I cannot wait for people to see it. It is everything you want from anything Muppets. It's joyous. It's hilarious. It's heartwarming.
Oh, I will be watching.
It's also very grounded. Yeah.
I never ask anything of friends or fellow actors, but I'm going to absolutely need to visit the set one day. Just one day.
Me too.
I just want to visit.
Oh my God, me too.
honestly, I'm hoping COVID will get easier. So that, you know, we're more able to bring whoever we want on set. You know what I mean? But that would be
amazing.
I
just need that. I need that in my life, Taj.
I'm sure we can make that in my life.
I need to meet Animal.
And it's everything you would think it would be. And just like, it's magical. I cannot wait. For people and to see it is very
not only
special.
That, but you've also got Me Time, which you talked about, which is top 10 this week on Netflix. So 30 some odd years in the business and still killing it, mind you.
Dude, it's just impossible not to root for
it
you.
It is.
And your whole
you know, you're one of the nicest your people whole... in the world. So it's like you see people like this successful.
Thank you,
and it's like, Thank you, because it's awesome.
One of the good ones.
Yeah.
It's all it's testament to my parents. They raised us right. They taught us how to, you know, keep this business separate from your actual being and your actual life. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think that's when trouble arises, when you start to mesh the two together. And so they taught at a very young age, hey, when you're at work, you're at work. But when you're not at work, you're living life, you're at home, you're a regular, you're just like Joe and Mary across the street. We are all this, you know what I mean?
Right.
So
that's
I appreciate you
guys
saying that.
That's the common denominator.
Really,
that's when you meet the people that have been in the business their whole life, the common denominator to the normal, the quote unquote normal ones is a solid family life.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's people always ask, how did you do it? How did you get out? And it's like, you have a great family system. That's what you do.
Yeah.
It has been
for sure
amazing having you here. Say that you're going to come back. We have to talk about.
Well, I'm sorry. I thought hopefully, if we were to ever do a reboot, would you be doing Wade? Come on.
Of course.
Christy.
Why do we have to ask?
Come on.
That's a yes. That's a yes.
Come on.
Of course.
There you
go.
Awesome.
Just needed that for TikTok.
I need to see you guys. Like, we need to do this again, but in the same room.
Aww.
And so I can hug you guys and we can feel each other's energy. Oh, yes.
Very briefly, not that anybody needs to because you've got a bajillion followers, but where can people find you on social media?
I'm not the best at social media. I try to do my best. But I guess if you want to, like, Instagram is probably the best one. So it's just my name and underscore in between my first and last name. But yeah, that's the one I'm on the most.
And it's Maury.
But I try to steer clear as far as I can.
Hey, keep that perspective, Taj. Keep that perspective.
Thank you so much for joining us. This has been absolutely amazing.
You guys, Will, Christy, this has been like, I am. Look at my face.
How do we all love each other this much? I just love that.
We do.
My day is made.
My whole day. You guys are amazing. I'm proud of you both. still, you know, you guys are incredible. This show is great.
Thank you so much. Congratulations on all your success. It could not happen to a better person. It really couldn't. And if you think for one second I'm not going to take you up on joining you to meet Animal from the Muppets.
Oh, no, I know. I know you are serious. I know.
Oh, man, we love you. Thank you so much for coming. And we'll see you next time.
Bye, Tosh.
All right, bye, Brittany. Bye, Will.
Oh, man.
Wow, that was so fun.
Yeah, no, he's incredible. And again, he has earned everything that is happening in his life because it seriously could not happen to a better person. Everybody, thank you so much for joining us to have a small little Kim Possible reunion back. You probably noticed that we have not yet mentioned the super awesome contest to become the next big voice actor. We did that on purpose because we are building it up. It is going to be awesome. We're getting our launch dates out there. We're getting our prizes in order. You are going to be so excited. It is going to be incredible. But we want to make sure that the launch is huge. So get your voices ready, everyone. We are so excited to have you join us. Christy, having Taj back, how great was that?
Honestly, I mean, we are all just so in love with each other. And I just haven't seen that in any cast that I've ever been a part of. So I just love us. I love us.
I don't know how to top I Love Us, so I think that's where we're going to have to end. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. And don't forget, if you think you got what it takes to step up to the microphone, put your voices where your mouth is. Thanks, everybody.
I Hear Voices is hosted by Will Friedle and Christy Carlson Romano. Executive produced by Will Friedle, Brendan Rooney, Amy Sugarman, and Vicky Ernst Chang. Our executive in charge of production is Danielle Romo. Our producer is Lorraine Virouez, and our editor/engineer is Brian Burton. And that was my announcer voice.
Some side effects of listening to I Hear Voices are sore abs from hilarity, falling down the Coco Melon rabbit hole, sneezing due to mass nostalgia, and hugs.
Follow I Hear Voices wherever you listen to podcasts so you don't miss any of the amazing voices.
Be sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at I Hear Voices Podcast. To see the video stream, subscribe to my YouTube channel.
You can also check us out on MySpace, Omegle, Vine, LimeWire, AAM, and Napster.
Okay, well, let's teach you about the internet.
The who?
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.